It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin, filling in for Paul Guggenheimer. On this Life of Learning special, we're exploring efforts to recruit the best teachers possible for urban settings, reduce the rate of turnover, and any special skills or strategies that make for more effective, engaging teaching in city schools. Joining us now in the studio, Bill Hildebrand, 7th grade reading teacher and curriculum leader at Chartiers Valley Middle School. Bill, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Also joining us is Lacey Hall, a 2nd grade teacher at Pittsburgh Faison. Lacey, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Bill, this is your first year at Chartiers Valley School District?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how long have you been teaching? How long has your teaching career been?
I've been teaching for 8.5 years. 4 of those years were spent at Urban Charter School, Propel Charter Schools.
And Lacey, you are a young teacher in terms of experience.
Yes, this is my 2nd year teaching at Faison, and I started my career at Faison.
Why did you choose, Lacey, an urban school to start your teaching career?
I always wanted to be a teacher, but I had some family members trying to talk me out of it. I started as pre-med, realized I hated it, still wanted to be a teacher. So I met Dr. Monty Tidwell and Dr. Shirley Johnson. And I was talking to them about wanting to teach, and I switched over into the teaching field. And part of your first experiences in schools, you go and visit all these different schools with IUP. And we visited 2 schools in Pittsburgh Public, Pittsburgh Fulton and Pittsburgh Faison. And after visiting those schools and seeing just the excitement in the kids when they're learning and the family atmosphere between the teachers and just the way the entire school was set up, I knew that I wanted to student teach in Pittsburgh and pursue a career in urban teaching.
And we heard Shirley Johnson a little earlier in this program talking about IUP School of Education and their urban focus. I have to ask each of you, growing up, when you were a student, public schools?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Urban, suburban?
I lived in a suburban school in New England, actually, most of my career. And then when I was 16, I moved to a hybrid urban / suburban school in southwestern Pennsylvania.
All right, what do you mean by that? I got
it was just a high variety of students. It was a large area school district, and the economic levels range from high middle class to low class.
Okay. And Lacey,
suburban. I went to high school at Katanning.
In Armstrong County.
Yep, in Armstrong, so very suburban.
Bill, when you were teaching in urban settings at Propel, and Lacey, with you at Faison, is it completely different, or you've learned to adapt, or what? Let's start with you, Bill.
Well, the one commonality that led me to teaching at urban school was just my love for education, and I learned that in my hybrid school and in my a little more wealthy suburban school in New England.
Is there anything in particular that you have drawn from that has helped you become a teacher in urban settings and even now at Chartiers Valley
Middle? I think my variety of experiences with different economic levels has allowed me to connect with pretty much anyone. And I think that's one of the most important things in urban education is building relationships and trust. And I do think my background and my history has allowed me to succeed at that.
I believe that there's differences, but kids are kids no matter where you go. And just like Bill said, being able to make a connection with the kids is a must, no matter where you are, and especially in an urban school. You just have to go in no matter where you are and love the kids and give your all.
Earlier in the program, we heard about training aspiring teachers for an urban school setting. IUP School of Education has an urban focus for about 19 years now, and Propel in the past year has partnered with Chatham University on the Pittsburgh Urban Teaching Corps. Lacey, you alluded to it a little bit earlier that when you were in college at IUP, you had some of that. Bill, when you were training to be a teacher, was there an urban focus at all?
No, there was no urban focus whatsoever in my training to be a teacher.
And you look back now and say, I wish, or it would have helped me be better prepared, or what?
I think what they should have focused on is my belief in education. I believe that some people may go in education not knowing exactly what their beliefs are. And in my experience, the people that I've seen be successful in urban education are ones that have a tenacious commitment to education and their beliefs about it. And if you don't have that strong commitment and that strong belief to help kids and help them succeed, then I think you'll have a hard time going back to school every day, because there are obvious challenges.
Do you agree with that tenacious commitment that Bill's describing?
Absolutely.
What is it? I mean, because some people, oh, it's a job. It'll be maybe decent pay or whatever, but that only lasts so long.
You have to be willing to go in there and give 110% every single day. I owe the kids the best education that I can give them, and I don't think that I would be able to do that if I wasn't passionate about it.
Earlier in the program, Shirley Johnson and Randy Bartlett were talking about that the need for understanding the different settings, the challenges, the opportunities in urban schools is not new. So why all of a sudden is the light bulb going off for some? What do you think, Bill?
I think the high turnover rate in some schools have really forced or encouraged schools, both the schools that are teaching the kids and the post-secondary schools, to really take a long look at themselves and say, like, are we preparing young professionals for this very challenging job? And I'm not sure if every teaching program asks them, what is your philosophy on teaching? What are your beliefs? Because you have to look in the mirror every day and say, like, I believe in this. If you don't believe in it, then you're not going to be able to put your best foot forward. And kids will see that. Your administrators will see that. Your parents will see that. You need that commitment.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We're talking about teachers in an urban setting, recruiting, retaining, and having the proper training to function well in urban classrooms. Our guests are Lacey Hall, a second grade teacher at Pittsburgh Faison, and Bill Hildebrand, who is with Chartiers Valley Middle School and previously taught in urban settings with Propel Charter Schools. I'd like both of you to answer this question. I'm going to start with you, Lacey. Do you think that there are different skills that are needed for a teacher in a city public school compared to a suburban public school? Or is it maybe a different strategy to engage students?
A teacher needs to be patient and understanding no matter where they are. But there's, in an urban setting, sometimes there are factors that play a bigger role in the students' lives. And there are things that happen more often. I have a lot of family members that teach in suburban areas, and maybe they go on a school lockdown once a year. Sometimes we have three a week. So there's things that happen outside of the school in the community. There's things that happen in your students' lives that you have to be understanding of, that maybe that math lesson you wanted to get through in one day, you're not going to get through because there's other things that you need to deal with first. I don't see myself as just their teacher teaching them academics. There's social skills we need to teach. You're a family member to them. You're there for them to cope. So there's days where you just need to look at your situation and adjust and make changes. It's constant change all the time, and things don't always work out like you want them to. So I think there's changes, and I think if someone feels that they want to teach in an urban setting, I like that IUP offers the chance for them to go visit multiple times and see what it's really like before they get themselves into it, because there is a high turnover. People don't last more than 5 years in an urban school, and then the kids are constantly seeing changes and people coming in and out of their schools because the teachers either can't handle it, they don't like it, they don't know what they got themselves into. So there's definitely differences.
Bill, you're teaching at Chartiers Valley Middle School now after having taught in urban schools and Propel. Notice any difference?
Yeah, there are some differences, but there's also a lot of common threads between urban schools and suburban schools. Teaching at an urban school, without a doubt, has made me not only a better teacher, but I think a better person overall. It's allowed me to really look in the mirror and say to myself, what am I good at? What am I bad at? And what do I really believe? And those challenges that you see every day made me commit to the things that I'm really good at, try to fix the things that I'm bad at, and just have that tenacious commitment to the things I believe in.
Lacey, you're a white female. Majority of students in Pittsburgh public schools are African American. What have you done to be more aware, responsive about cultural differences and how that affects your teaching approach?
I do things in the community. I don't just go to work from 8 to 4 and leave. I teach at an after-school program at the high school till 7 o'clock. I do community events. I have dinners with my students' family sometimes. I love the community that I teach in, and I try to make myself a part of it so I can learn more about it, learn more about my students and their families, and get to know them for who they really are.
Bill, white male. Not sure. What about the majority of students at Propel where you taught? White, African-American?
Mostly African-American. I think it's about 75% African-American. Don't quote me exactly
and,
on that.
Okay. But. And do I assume at Chartiers Valley it's the majority is Caucasian?
Yeah, majority is Caucasian, although we have a very diverse cultural population.
So how did you, as a white guy, try to identify, make yourself a better understanding of any cultural differences with your students when you were at Propel in the city?
First, they have to know that you are there for one reason, and that's to help them succeed. So the first question you're usually asked is usually, well, why? Why am I here? Why do I have to learn this? You have to explain to them your philosophy and why you're here. And I think that is what gets people to believe in you and to trust you. It has nothing to do with race. I've seen successful teachers, young women, older men, younger men, I mean, all different races. And that never made a difference. What made a difference was the commitment to the kids, the commitment to education. It wasn't a matter of race at all.
We often hear about the teacher-student connection, but do we hear that more so in an urban setting, the teacher-community connection? Lacey?
I believe so. In an urban setting, I feel that I have more of an opportunity to make a connection with my students and their families. I consider the Faison staff, the Faison students, the Faison parents my family. I see them more than I see my own family. And it's just the community is really trying to turn around, and they get a bad rep sometimes, but people don't see the great things being done there. It's a must. You have to have trust with not only your students, but the parents have to trust you. I don't care what setting you're in. The parents are sending their most precious jewels to you every single day, and they're spending 8 hours with you. So the parents need to trust you as well. And I think that putting yourself out in the community and forming a relationship with the parents is how you build trust with them.
How do compounding influences, such as socioeconomic factors, affect the teacher's ability to help students be successful when there can be outside of the classroom issues affecting their lives, distracting them from learning? Whether it is, I'm hungry, we don't have enough money for food, we're struggling to pay the rent, or even, dare I say, violence in the community, even if the violence hasn't touched them directly, it's around them. How do you deal with that and still have the kids be successful in the classrooms? Bill?
I think you address those things straight on. You say, you're hungry, I will feed you, but it's not an excuse to not learn today. I care about your education so much that we are going to work around these things and not make excuses, because I believe, and I tell my students to believe, that education is the way towards success. It's a way to control your own future. And I'm sympathetic and I'm empathetic to those needs and to those obstacles, but we are going to learn today.
I see.
You have to keep your expectations high. That's something that is a challenge in an urban school that really bothers me. You can't feel sorry. Like Bill said, you work around it. If they're hungry, you feed them. I think it's the teacher's responsibility to know what resources the school and the community has and to have those applications on hand, such as we have a program that sends a bag of food home for the weekend with kids. So if I know that a child's probably going to be hungry over the weekend if they only eat in school most of the time, I get them an application, sign them up for that. They get a bag of food every Friday to be sent home with them. Every morning we come into our classrooms, we have a thing called circles. We sit in a circle, my class, and they go around and they tell us how they're feeling 0 to 5 and why. 0 being pretty bad and 5 being how good they're feeling. And it just lets me set a tone for the day. And if there's anything going on, if they're a 0 and they want to talk about it, they can. If they're a 0 and they say, Miss Hall, I want to talk about it with you privately, then I know right away I need to address this before I even start teaching, because they're not going to be focused if there's something going on they need to talk about.
Teacher turnover has come up in this program. the stability of teachers in a school setting and how that can impact the overall achievement of students. Understanding that there are a variety of reasons for teacher turnover, a higher salary maybe in another district, maybe the job is closer to home, or maybe even the setting is a little less stressful. Bill, why have you remained a teacher?
Because it's been super rewarding. It's absolutely made me a better person. At an urban setting, people often ask me, what's it like? And I say, it's extreme. It's extremely hard. It's an extreme amount of preparation and planning, but it's also extremely rewarding. I'm a teacher because I love education, and I believe that education is the way to better our communities and to breathe life into them.
Lacey, 2 years as a teacher, do you anticipate teaching being a lifelong career? You think you'll stay in an urban setting?
I can't imagine being anywhere else. If it's up to me, I'll be at Faison until I retire. It's just, I can honestly say that I love waking up and going to work every day. It's not perfect. There's days I laugh a lot. There's days I want to cry. There's days I do cry after school. I mean, I'm so very passionate about it, and there's nothing more rewarding than seeing a child get something for the first time or finally get something they've been working on, or even at the end of the day when they're leaving, see you tomorrow, Miss Hall, love you. They look up to you so much, and the parents are helpful, and they respect you so much for what you're doing for their kids. It's just, it's a job that is definitely a calling, is definitely something you have to be completely passionate about to do, but it's one that is, I believe it's the most rewarding job on the earth.
Lacey Hall is a second grade teacher at Pittsburgh Faison. Bill Hildebrand is a seventh grade reading teacher and curriculum leader at Chartiers Valley Middle School. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes this Life of Learning special on recruiting, retaining, and better preparing urban school teachers. I'm Kevin Gavin. Paul Guggenheimer returns next time on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.